تعمل على
This is your topic?
It's mine, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just if you want to fly up, I was told not to. Alright, I just want to close the door. Sorry, Judge. Oh, I need to close the door here because otherwise I can't concentrate. Sorry. Apologies. Inconvenience. So after wishing everyone Chodesh Tov, Shenishma Besoros Tovos, Chodesh Shvat. On Chof Alpha Min Beis, we have a machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Yeshua ben Levi. And one of the dimensions of this machlokas caught my fancy, and that is the possibility, at least according to Rav Huna, of reciting Kedusha in one's own private Shmon Esrei. Rashi, the girsa that we have, Rav Huna Savar, Yochid HaMispalel Imat Zibur. And according to Rashi, the girsa that we have here, Rav Huna only went so far. He said that if the Yochid is davening together with the Tzibur, he's not davening b'yachidus in private, then he could add Kedusha. But the Turi Evan, which you'll see quoted on the bottom here in this particular edition of Shas, his girsa leaves out the words Im HaTzibur from Rashi. And that's the Pashtus, and other Rishonim as well say that according to Rav Huna, there's a possibility of leaving out Im HaTzibur, and in a person's own private Shmon Esrei, he will recite Kedusha. That comes as a bit of an unusual halacha, and we should be aware of it, that it's Rav Huna. Of course, Rav Yeshua ben Levi rejects it. But the fascinating thing is that the Gemara establishes in the name of Rav Ada bar Ava, based on the Yalfusa, that Minayin She'ena Yochid Omer Kedusha, that the Yochid does not recite Kedusha. And Kol Dover Shebe Kedusha Lo Yehei Pachos Me'asara, that the minimum of a quorum that we need for Kedusha is Asara. And then the question now bounces back on Rav Huna. How do we understand then, according to Rav Huna, that a Yochid could recite Kedusha in his own Shmon Esrei? What do we do with the principle of Ein Dover Shebe Kedusha Pachos Me'asara? So obviously we have to come to the conclusion that Rav Huna has a slightly different understanding or version of Ein Dover Shebe Kedusha Pachos Me'asara. And I thought that perhaps the breakthrough here is Rabbeinu Yonah on the top of Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis in the Dape Arif. He writes, "Bevadei kol davar shebekedusha bichlal davar shebekedusha avi kriyat shma." He's slightly bothered by a different question, but a very similar to question to the one that we're bothered by. He's of the opinion that kriyat shma itself is a davar shebekedusha. In fact, he understands that Kriyat Shema is perhaps the paradigm example of a davar shebekedusha. He writes, "Ein lecha davar shebekedusha yoser." You can't have more of a davar shebekedusha than davar sheyesh bo ol malchus shamayim. And perhaps Rabbeinu Yonah is here giving us a little bit of an insight, you know, shining a little bit of a light on the whole concept of Davar Shebe Kedusha, identifying it with Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. Of course, the greatest example of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim that you can think of, and if I always claim that if you took 612 mitzvahs and put it on one side, and put one mitzvah on the other side, which is so unique and so different compared to the others, what do you think I have in mind? What mitzvah? Kiddush Hashem. is it not a very unique mitzvah? And based on that mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, we have many scenarios in which a person is called upon to give up his life. You know, usually the rule is v'chai b'hem. And ain't Dovr Shebikidusha is Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim, to the most extreme, perhaps most profound expression of Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim is Kiddush Hashem. And that's called the Dovr Shebikidusha. So Rabbeinu Yonah is therefore perplexed. He says, Vafilu Hachi, nevertheless, we're going to have to assume that despite the premise that Kriyat Shema is a Dovr Shebikidusha, Eino Bichlal Zeh, it's not included in this very fundamental din that requires a presence of asara, because we know mutal akrosa biyachid. So if I ever ask you on a quiz question, you know, where does a Rishon allow the following thought to cross his mind? That maybe Kriyat Shema should only be recited in the presence of a minyan and not biyachidus. It would be this line in Rabbeinu Yonah. He says, "Afilu hachi eino bichlal din, bichlal zah din," but rather demutal ikrosa biyachid. And he says, "Kevin shonu rom shekriyat shma eino bazeh hadin demutal ikrosa biyachid shmamina." We have to conclude the kol davar shebikedusha when we say that for a davar kedusha you must have an absolute minimum requirement of asara. Eino rotz alom. We shouldn't take it literally at face value, as if to say kol davar sheyesh bo kedusha has to have asara, because what are we going to do with kriyat shema? Elahachi kamar kol davar shehuskan li omro ba'asara mitchil mishum kedusha. If the kiyum mitzvah is identical with the davar shebikedusha, in other words, if there's nothing beyond a davar shebikedusha, it is an equation. You know, like we say, A equals A. If this A, whatever it might be, let's call it kedusha, for example, is a davar shebikedusha, was established as a kiyum davar shebikedusha, it doesn't have a kiyum independent of a davar shebikedusha on its own. The entire kiyum exhausts itself and defines itself as a davar shebikedusha. Then we require a minimum of asara. However, if you have a kiyum, not only as a davar shebikedusha, but under a different category, an independent kiyum mitzvah, independent of davar shebikedusha, then we can achieve and obtain that kiyum even without asara. Umishum hachi, and therefore kriyat shema, although it is a davar shebikedusha, but it wasn't established from the get-go as a davar shebikedusha. It has a dimension of a davar shebikedusha, and it certainly is a kiyum of a davar shebikedusha. On the contrary, it's the most profound kiyum of a davar shebikedusha, but it emerges as an independent kiyum, as a mitzvah unto itself to recite kriyat shema. And the nafkamina is, since lo huskana mitchila, it was never established from the get-go, from the start, in its very yisod, in its fundamental shape or form, as a davar shebikedusha ba'asara, therefore it can be fulfilled, even biyachid, without a tzibur. And if Rabbeinu Yonah, if I understand Rabbeinu Yonah correctly, what he's saying is that there are really two different dimensions to kriyat shema. There are two different kiyumim and two different mitzvahs in Kriyat Shema. Obviously, he says, I have no doubt that Kriyat Shema is a kiyum of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. And as such, it's a davar shebikedusha, and I can only obtain that kiyum of davar shebikedusha b'fnei asara. But in addition, Kriyat Shema has another dimension, another kiyum, which is independent of davar shebikedusha. There's a mitzvah to read three parshiyos in the Torah, kiksavam, the way they were written. And that kiyum stands on its own two feet, regardless of or independent of the kiyum of davar shebikedusha, and therefore it doesn't require asara. And I share this, Rabbeinu Yonah, with you because I think perhaps in some sort of a parallel way, we should conclude that Rav Huna holds that Kedusha itself, even though Kedusha itself in our mind exhausts itself in being a davar shebikedusha, but no, according to Rav Huna, Kedusha is part of tefillah. It's not just the Dovash of Kedusha, it's part of the Kiyum and the very structure of Tefillah. And the Nafkamina is that if Kedusha would exhaust itself and be identified with Dovash of Kedusha, we require a minion. But if I understand Kedusha as being part and parcel of the fabric of Shmona Esrei of Tefillah, and it's part of the Kiyum Tefillah, then I have an independent categorization or an independent dimension or Kiyum of Kedusha that's irrelevant to a Dovash Shebe Kedusha. It is a Dovash Shebe Kedusha, but it wasn't established as a Dovash Shebe Kedusha. It was established as part and parcel of Shmon Esrei. Again, this is very foreign to our ears, because who would ever wake up in the middle of the morning and say to himself, wow, you know, I'm going to recite Kedusha within the framework, within the structure of my Shmon Esrei, even if I'm davening B'yachidus. That's pretty sensational for us. But that's Rav Huna. Rav Yishuv ben Levi never bought into this. But at least let's understand Rav Huna. Rav Huna is no slouch, right? And Rav Huna says that I will recite Kedusha even in my own personal private Shmon Esrei as part and parcel of the key of the structure of Shmon Esrei. In addition, Kedusha takes on a new meaning and a new significance as a Dovash of a Kedusha, but for that I need Asara. I can't do it by Yechidus. So when I'm davening my own private Shmon Esrei, according to Rav Huna, I will recite Kedusha, but that's part of Tefillah itself. When I'm in the presence of Asara and I recite Kedusha as part of the Tzibur, that's already a different Kiyum. That's a Kiyum of Dovash of a Kedusha, and that requires Asara. Rav Yishuv ben Levi, on the other hand, identifies Kedusha not as part of Tefillah, but rather as an independent mitzvah of Dovash of a Kedusha. That's how it was established. And therefore, Rav Yishuv ben Levi says it's impossible to imagine reciting Kedusha as part of one's private Shmon Esrei. I definitely need Asara. And I thought perhaps the Rif, in the name of Rav Haigon, could shed another light on Rav Huna. You know, because again, I'm looking very desperately to try to understand the Shita of Rav Huna. He writes, Kosav Rabbeinu Haigon Zatzal, this is the middle of page Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Dimin Hagad Rabbanon, it became quite common as a custom amongst the Rabbanon, Kara'il Inishla Beiknishta, a man comes into shul, the Ashkach, and he finds Tzibura Dematzli Bilachash. The Tzibur is davening what we call the Shtila Shmon Esrei, right? The silent Shmon Esrei. What's the minhag? What do you do? It's a little bit late to stand up and recite Shmon Esrei. Not only that, you may need a little extra time before you're ready for Shmon Esrei. So the ma'akev, he should wait around, you know, linger around, ad the mesayme, until the tzibur finishes the private, the silent Shmon Esrei. Kad pasach shliach tzibura, when the shliach tzibur opens up with his chazaras hashatz, and those are the words Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. This is how the Beis Yosef paskins in Or Chaim that the shliach tzibur should say Hashem Sfasai Tiftach out loud based on this riff.
And we always do.
We do? I don't know. I'll tell you the truth. I try here in the ELC to encourage it, but I'm not sure out there in the Ashkenazic Welt exactly what they do. I think amongst Sfaradim, and here in Eitzol it's a little bit more common, even amongst Ashkenazim, the Shliach Tzibur says Hashem Sosaitu. But that's on the side. That's not for us as a separate topic today. Oh, so what do you do now? The Shliach Tzibur has begun Chazar Sashatz. He kicks it off with Hashem Sosai Tiftach. What do? You just came into the shul. The Omer Bahadi Shliach Tzibura Milsa Belachash. He should be reciting his Tefillah Belachash together with the Shliach Tzibur. Rabosa, a lot of people are mistaken about this, and they wait till the Shliach Tzibur gets up to Kedusha and then they jump on board. That's not what the Rif is advocating. Based on Rav Haigon, he says he should begin his Shmon Esrei, synchronize it together with the Shliach Tzibur, his private Shmon Esrei, and then when the Shatz gets up to Kedusha, the Ani Kedusha Bahadi Tzibura, the Shapir Dami Lemevet Hachi, and it's a very, you know, I advocate very strongly, I weigh in, says the Rif, in the favor of this minhag as formulated by Rav Haigon, the Lesbei Hafsaka, and one should not understand that his recitation of Kedusha is a Hafsaka, So again, if he has a chance to begin his own Shmon Esrei before the Shliach Tzibur, that's one thing. And then the Gemara is going to discuss how he synchronizes it to make sure that he's able to recite the Modim and bow down at the right place, or perhaps Kiddusha. But if he begins together with the Tzibur, synchronizing his private Shmon Esrei together with the Tzibur, then Kaddish, he says, is not going to be a hefsek. On the contrary, it should be part and parcel of his Shmon Esrei. And Rabbos say there are two ways of understanding this riff. One way of understanding this riff has nothing to do with our discussion about Rav Huna here. The Rif might just be saying that even though the Shliach Tzibur represents the entire Tzibur, the individual who is synchronizing his private Shmon Esrei together with the Shliach Tzibur becomes integrated into the Tefillah of the Tzibur. That's one way of understanding it. The other way of understanding it is like Rav Huna, that basically Rav Hai Gaon here in the Rif is saying that Kiddusha belongs to one's private Shmon Esrei. And indeed, it becomes a kiyum of tefillah itself. But this halacha of Eina Omrim Kiddusha Ela B'fnei Asara. In other words, it's not a halacha in the chiyuv and in the nature of the mitzvah, to identify and pinpoint the kiyum ha-mitzvah. The kiyum ha-mitzvah of Kiddusha is part and parcel. It's an integral, essential part of Shmon Esrei. There's a technical rule, if you could call it that, in terms of the Amira of Kedusha, that the Amira of Kedusha requires a minion. And therefore, I have a problem. I want to integrate my Kedusha into my Shmon Esrei, and that's what I really should be doing. I can't do so because Ein Kedusha Nemeres Ella Bifnei Asara, El Basara. So what do? Says Rav Haigon, I synchronize my Shmon Esrei together with that of the Shliach Tzibur, so that when the Tzibur gets up to Kedusha, I'm also reciting Kedusha. Again, the Tzibur is reciting Kedusha as Ein Dover Shev Kedusha Pachus Me'asara, as a separate Kiyum to be classified and defined essentially as a Dover Shev Kedusha. But I am davening my own private Shmon Esrei. Why am I reciting Kedusha? Not b'toras davar shebe kedusha, but in order to achieve the kiyum of tefillah with kedusha, and that I can do as a yachid, and that reflects the sheet of whom? Of Rav Huna. The answer is, says the Rif, but you have a problem. There's a technical barrier that prevents you from being able to recite Kiddush in your private Shmon Esrei, and that is that there's a technical proviso that the Chacham established that in order to recite Kiddush you need Asara Miyisrael, and now that you've synchronized together with the Shliach Tzibur, you have Asara Miyisrael. I was thinking that perhaps we paskin like Rav Huna. I mean, this is way out. What do I mean? If you open up in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Chaf Dalet, I don't know if you have that. I have it here on the table here. Maybe we'll open it up and see it. The Shulchan Aruch has something that we call, it's more in the Ramah than in the Shulchan Aruch, a Hechek Dusha. What's a Hechek Dusha? The entire Tzibur has already been Yotze. But I come in, and I don't want to forfeit Kedusha. So what do? I bang on the table, and I recite Hecha Kedusha, means I say the first half of Shmon Esrei out loud, and then when we get to Kedusha, I recite Kedusha together with the Tzibur. This too, I believe, would indicate Rav Huna, that basically Kedusha is a Kiyum Tefillah independent of a Dover Shebe Kedusha. The only problem is I have a technical barrier. And what blocks me from reciting my Kedusha integrated into my own personal private Shmon Esrei? It's Ein Dover Shebe Kedusha Nemeres Ela Basara. I need Asara. It's kind of like, I'll give you an example of Moshe Lamad Dover Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah is really an obligation on each and every one of us. On Mondays, Thursdays, Shabbos, etc. We need though a tzibur. You can't just open up a Sefer Torah and read the Sefer Torah and fulfill that mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. So Kriyas HaTorah requires a tzibur for what I call the kiyum mitzvah, the implementation of the mitzvah. It's a technical barrier or a condition that was set up. There are many mitzvahs which, although they're incumbent upon the individual, they can only be recited in the presence of a tzibur. Give you a classic example. Birchas HaGomer. A person is chayav in hodoya, arbot srichim lahodos. But the only problem is, he can't just wake up one morning and say, HaGomer l'chayav tovus shigmali kultu. He needs the presence of a tzibur. So there are many obligations in halacha which evolve upon the yachid, but require the tzibur in order to fulfill that chovas yachid. So the yachid has to gather together the tzibur. There were people who, by the way, if they missed Kriyas HaTorah, they would gather together Asara. I don't know if you ever saw this. It's kind of rare in our tradition. But there were those who had a minug, and Rav Soloveitchik was one of them, who would gather together 9 other Jews and recite Kriyas HaTorah. And the question is whether he divided into 3 aliyahs and how many brachas. There were a whole ganze tutzach velten about that. But again, what we're talking about is Kedusha according to Rav Huna. Rav Huna's shita is that Kedusha is part of my individual personal obligation in tefillah. It's a kiyum in tefillah. And technically, according to the girsa of the Turi Evan, I can fulfill that mitzvah even without a tzibur in my own private shmones to be a chidus. According to the girsa that we have in Rashi, he requires a minyan. Even Rav Huna requires a minyan. It means, fundamentally, the obligation evolves upon the individual, but he can't fulfill it unless he has a minyan. So the Rif says, I have an etzer for you. Synchronize your Shmon Esser with the Chazor Sashat, so that when the tzibur is up to Kedusha, you'll be ready for Kedusha, and you can insert your Kedusha into your private Shmon Esser. And perhaps we could even go a step further, and that's the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramban, Kufchav Dalet, about Heche Kedusha, that if a person wants to integrate Kedusha into Shmon Esrei, but he needs a minyan, he can literally gather together a minyan of Jews who are there simply for one purpose, to facilitate his ability to implement the Dovrish of Kedusha. Otherwise, Heche Kedusha makes absolutely no sense. The Tzibur has already been Yotzei Dovrish of Kedusha, so why gather together 10 people?
So you could have one person welcome, as sometimes happens, after everybody's finished
clapping.
Yep.
Give a clap on the
laughing
tish.
And he reminds me of the only person who's
and I think that he is fulfilling the obligation of Rav Huna. As strange as Rav Huna sounds to our ears, that's our meaning of Heche Kedusha, because otherwise Heche Kedusha makes no sense whatsoever. Unless you assume that the Yachid has his own personal obligation to recite Kedusha, what's Heche Kedusha? And the Ramah codifies it in Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Chav Dal. All right, Rabosa. So let's, yeah.
Sorry, the question. The Ramah says at the end of that, where it says,
where is this, the Ramah?
At the end of it. At the end of Sifta.
We're in Kuf Chav Dalet?
Yeah.
Well, we didn't read the Ramah inside, so let's take a look at the Ramah. This was not, I just mentioned in Agav Urcha, Kuf Chav Dalet. Vitov, that Ramah, Vitov. Vitov Shia Echad L'chol Pocho Shiyana Omen Achar Brocha Achar Birchas Hashliach Tzibur. I don't know. If I get a chance, I'll look at it later. I'm sorry, it's not on my agenda for today.
But the rest of the Ramah, which was on the agenda, the Ramah wasn't saying that.
You're a chutzpah yak yichil. Okay, go ahead.
But the Ramah's example of Echad Fish was not the one person's davening, everybody's just joining. He said everybody's davening after
right.
Not one person. Everybody.
Well, everybody's answering Kedusha or the entire Shmon Esrei?
The entire Shmon Esrei.
So that I didn't see.
That's what I understood it. Not that one guy does it, but everyone does it with
him. I thought Mispalim Imo is a reference to Kedusha. That's what I think. Okay, Rabosai, again, it was not on our agenda for today. Bolinetta, if you press me, again, I have a lot on the agenda for today, so I apologize for that. But you do know of a Hecha Kedusha, you've seen it. So I'm just saying that minug of a Hecha Kedusha where one person bangs on the thing could only make sense if you accept Rav Huna. That was my point.
Yeah,
We'll read the Ramah word for word afterwards. Believe me. All right, Rabosai, what I want to study about here is a Darvish of Kedusha. So in order to understand what a Darvish of Kedusha is and what it includes, I'd like to begin our discussion with a fascinating machlokas between the Ramah on the one end and all the later poskim, starting with the Magen Avraham and onwards, on the other hand.
One question before you go into it.
Yeah.
You get an expression, Dova Sheb Kedusha. It's a slightly unusual form, construct of grammar. Right? It's not a Dova Kedusha, it's a Dova Sheb Kedusha. You get two or three times.
Right. I think whenever we're defining something in terms of a general concept, we say Dover Shebit. I think that's the correct syntax. Okay. So now we're in Aruch Chaim Siman Chaf Hei. I'm going to take a look at the Ramah in Sif Yud Gimel. But before we see the Ramah, let's see what the Mechaber has to say. Because I'm curious to know to what extent the Ramah accepts the Mechaber or perhaps rejects the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Nagu ha'olam shelo lachlotz tefillin ad achar kedusha. Now watch this. What Kedusha are we talking about? Because we really have a number of different Kedushas. We have the Kedusha of what's called Yotzer Or, we have the Kedusha of the Amida, and we have another Kedusha, even after the Amida, which is called Kedusha de Sidra, and it is injected into Uvolat Zion. And that's exactly what the Mechaber points out. Shlo Lachlotz Tfilin Adli Achar Kedushas Uvolot Zion. The Ramah doesn't really disagree. The Ramah says, V'yesh mi shekosav al tzad ha-kabbalah. Because it sounds like there is another dimension here to the halacha, which we call tzad ha-kabbalah. Shelo lachlotz ad sh'omar bohem shalosh kedushos v'arba kadeshim. Okay. So again, there's so many different things that I want to talk to you about here, but let me just throw out one thing and leave it on the side for a minute, okay? I know everyone, Baruch Hashem, has a very curious mind, but the way my mind works is sometimes I need to lay out the lay of the land, you know, the various problems. So my first question here is why the Kedusha of Uvolat Zion? What is the significant role here of the Kedusha of Uvolat Zion, such that we don't take off our tefillin until after that Kedusha? That's question number one. But again, I'm not ready for that question right now. I just want to put it out there, you know, on the official agenda for today. Now I'm interested in knowing about this Ramah and the Tzad HaKabbalah. In other words, the Tzad HaKabbalah, it seems to me, is adding a Chumrah here and pushing off Chalitzas HaTfilin until a later stage. We don't remove our tefillin, according to this Tzad HaKabbalah, immediately after the Kedusha de Sidra, Kedusha of Uvolat Zion. But rather, we wait until after Shalosh Kedushos, the Arba Kadeshim. Now let's just think about this Arba Kadeshim. The Ramah is about to spell out the fourth of the four Kadeshim. He doesn't bother spelling out the first three. So I would suggest the following. There's one Kaddish, which is called a Chatzi Kaddish, that comes after Yishtabach, correct? That would be Kaddish number one. Kaddish number two.
Why not Kaddish Rabbanan?
I don't know if there's a Kaddish Rabban. I don't know that the Rama recognized the Kaddish Rabban. It's, you know, if you
they didn't start, by the way.
Yeah, they didn't have a Kaddish Rabban. Huh? The second Kaddish would be the Kaddish after Shmon Esrei, which is also a Chatzi Kaddish. And then we have the third Kaddish. That's the real major Kaddish. What's that called? Kaddish Tiskabel. Says the Ramah, don't take off your tefillin according to the Tzadok Kabbalah following Kaddish Tiskabel, but rather wait till after the fourth Kaddish. Dehainu li'achar Kaddish Yosam. Now the Kaddish Yosam is recited after, again, for Ashkenazim, after Olein. Correct, after Olein. And then he writes, V'hachi no'agim ha'medagdikim. And in parentheses, he says that this comes from the Sefer HaMusar. Now, if you take a look in the Magid Avram, the Magid Avram says that he has a source, a quote of the Sefer HaMusar, but not from the tradition of the Ramah, but rather from the tradition of the Shalah. And he says that the Shalah writes that there's a toast sofer, there's some sort of printing error here in the Ramah, and as he quotes the Sefer HaMusar, but the Ipcha hu b'Sefer HaMusar, we should really turn it inside out. And the Gimel and the Dalid are switched, or interchanged, I guess you could say. And the gears that we have is Gimel Kaddishim V'Dalid Kiddushos. Not the way the Ramah would have it, Dalid Kiddushos, Dalid Kaddishim and Gimel Kiddushos, but rather Gimel Kaddishim V'Dalid Kiddushos. Now, how do we get Dalid Kiddushos? This is a Pella, because we really only have three Kiddushos, correct? So he writes, Debarchu Nechshav Gamkein L'Kiddusha. So let's just summarize, and I want to show you the Gaon, it embellishes this, the machlokes, if you will, between two girsos, the girsa of the Ramah and the girsa of the Shalah, which is quoted here by the Magen Avraham. There's going to be a double nafkamina here. First of all, whereas the Ramah only has Gimel Kiddushos, the Shalah has Dalid Kiddushos. And what's the extra Kiddusha which the Ramah doesn't accept, and the Shalah does accept? That's going to be Baruch Hu. So we have Machlokas number one as to whether or not we should count Baruch Hu as one of the Kiddushos. And then there's a second Machlokas here. Because when it comes to Kaddishim, according to the text of the Ramah, the Sefer HaMusar, we have four Kaddishim. That means we're going to add the Kaddish, what we call the Kaddish Yosam after Aleinu. Whereas according to the Shalah's presentation, he doesn't have the fourth Kaddish, namely the Kaddish of the Yosam after Aleinu. And therefore, according to this text, which is that of the Shalah, we can take off at tefillin immediately following Kaddish Tiskabel. So let's see again. According to the Ramah, we're not going to take off at tefillin until after Kaddish Yosam. That's after Aleinu. I mean, that's going to add a couple of minutes to the great mitzvah of tefillin. Okay, but you know, we're all in a rush. And that's the Ramah. According to the Shalah, on the other hand, we can remove our tefillin after the Kaddish of Tiskabel that follows Uvolatzia. There's another machlokas here, but that's more, I guess you call it, theoretical or conceptual, and that is, how many Kiddushos do we need? Whereas the Ramah only has three Kiddushos, he's got four Kaddishim, but he's got three Kiddushos, the Shalah has a fourth Kiddusha, and that means the Kiddusha of Baruch. Again, that's not going to have such an afkamina l'maisa, but conceptually, I find it fascinating to begin to wonder why the Shalah would count Baruch Hu as Kiddusha, whereas the Ramah does not. If you take a look in the Bir Halacha, the Bir Halacha, excuse me, the Bir Agra of the Vilna Gaon. He embellishes the Magen Avraham. He says, Toh Sofer V'tzarch Lomer Lehepuch. He wants to switch it around. B'kein Kosav. B'shallah Hevio Magen Avraham. V'zel Shonu Sefer Musar, etc., etc. Roy Shalo Yasiram. He shouldn't take off his tefillin. Ad Sheyomar Kaddish Tiskabel. We achar seder kedusha beinyan sheyane im hatfilin gimel kaddishim. And why gimel kaddishim? Why? What's the connection between three kaddishes and the tefillin? He says keneged shin shel gimel rushim. So if you take a look at your tefillin shel rush, you will see that there are two shins, and one shin has three crowns to it, and those three crowns parallel the Gimel Kaddishim, again in the presentation of the Shallah. V'chein yana imoyim dalid kedushos. Okay, he's got dalid kedushos, he adds another kedusha. Keneged shin shel dalid roshim shebetzad smol v'heim. And how do you get four kaddishim? Keneged the shin with the four roshim mitzad smol. That's baruchus Hashem shehu davar shebekedusha. I mean, if we had any doubts about it, the Gaon spells this out, and he says that according to Shallah, and that girsa in the sefer ha-musar, baruchu is to be defined as a davar shebekedusha. Then we have Kedushas B'Sofa Brura, that's the Kedusha of Yotzer, Kedushas Hamida in Shmon Esri itself, and finally Kedushas, what we call Kedusha Volatzian or Sidra, he calls it Mekablin Dein Min Dein. So that's the Gura. So what we basically we can line up the Shittas like this. The Ramah is a Das Yachid. He's on his own over here. Keneged the Ramah, we have the Shallah, we have the Magen Avraham, and we have the Vilna Gaon. But there does seem to be a very fascinating issue if our goal today is to define a Davar Shebekedusha, as to whether or not Baruch Hu should be defined as a Davar Shebekedusha. Now, I want to make, before we get into the question of Baruch Hu, I want to make one important point here. And that is, it seems that both the Ramah and the Mechaber would agree that when you're calculating Kadeshim, when you are calculating Kedushos, I'm going to make that mistake over and over again, so I'm apologizing up front. But when you are calculating Kedushos, then the last Kedusha on your list, again, whether your list has three Kedushos or four, but clearly the last Kedusha is which one? Uvolatzio. And this I find fascinating. Let me explain to you why I'm very enamored, but also at the same time perplexed by this. The Gemara tells us, we learned this earlier on Daf Yudalit Amid Beis, Omar Ula Kol HaKorei Kriyat Shema Belo Tefillin Keilu Meid Edus Sheker Biatzmo. That there's a connection between Tefillin and Kriyat Shema. Then the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan says that it's not enough to be Korei Kriyat Shema with Tefillin, but we also have to recite Tefillah with Tefillin. As Rabbi Yochanan expands Ula, and the wearing of Tefillin should be related not just to what? To Kriyat Shema, but should also extend to include Tefillah. Now it seems to me that one could argue that Tefillah is the moment, whenever we complete Tefillah, whatever that moment is, that's what I want to analyze with you, that's when we can take off that Tefillin. And it bothers me, therefore, that we should wait until after the last Kedusha, which is the Kedusha of Uvolat Zion, to take off that Tefillin. what I'm suggesting is that if the connection here is if we can establish the connection between tefillin and this entity called Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim, which is comprised of both Kriyat Shema and Tefillah, according to Rabbi Yochanan, then with the end of Tefillah, I should be permitted to remove my tefillin. Why should I wait? In other words, I could understand Baruch Hu, if you hold that Baruch Hu is a Davar Shebekdusha. I could understand the kedusha of Besafa Brura, as the Gaon calls it, meaning the kedusha of Yotzer Or. I could understand the kedusha that's integrated into the fabric of Shmon Esrei, right? The kedusha of Shmon Esrei. But why should I integrate into this entire picture the kedusha of Uvalet Zion, the kedusha de Sidra? And that seems to be universally accepted here. Whether or not you read the Mechaber, right? Nagu ha'olam shelo yachlots tefillin adli achar kedushas uvalet zion. And you can call that the third kedusha. That's what the Ramah claims is the third kedusha. Shalosh kedushos. Or you could call it the fourth kedusha, if you hold like the Magen Avraham and that whole group, that Baruch Hu is included under Kedusha. But either way, whether you number the Kedusha of Avolat Zion as number 3 on your list of Kedushas, or number 4 on your list of Kedushas, nobody, not the Mechaber nor the Ramah, seems to question this premise in the Ikar HaMinog. Again, later on the Ramah wants to expand it by adding another Kaddish based on the Tzadok HaKabbalah. But that's already the Tzadok HaKabbalah Shebedover. But the Ikar HaDin and the strict halachic requirement seems to be universally accepted after the Kedusha of Uvalet Zion. So that's what I want to think about with you. Now, I want to point out one thing. And that is the following. If somebody would argue, and I think this would fit and reflect the shita of the Magen Avraham, Viseyasa, that whole group, that you should not be taking off your tefillin until after Kaddish Tiskabel, right? Forget about the Derech HaKabbalah of the Ramah, right? Leave that on the side, because he's going to extend the tefillin until after the Kaddish post Aleinu, the Kaddish Yasam. But if everyone agrees that the Kaddish Tiskabel requires tefillin, correct? That doesn't seem to be an issue, correct? Again, either as the third Kaddish, and maybe we have to extend it even to a fourth, but certainly we need that third Kaddish. That I find very comfortable.
Very?
Comfortable. I find myself very comfortable with that. In other words, I have a problem here with Kedushos, especially this last Kedusha of Uvalet Zion. But I have no problem with Kaddish, if we talk about Kaddish Tiskabel. Why? Why is that simple? Exactly. Because it's not enough just to daven. We have to add something else to our davening. And what's that? Yisrael? Exactly, we have to ask Hashem to accept our davening. Now, if let's say your davening be a chidus, how would you go about asking Hashem to accept your davening? Okay, you don't have the opportunity right now of saying Kaddish Tiskabel. So what's for the Yachid, what's the deal? Exactly, he rotzon. He rotzon in Refi, we ask Hashem to accept our davening. That, in a sense, is the closure to tefillah. In the case of a tzibur, however, where the shliach tzibur represents the tzibur, there is a prayer, if you will, a request to accept our prayer that substitutes, that replaces yil ratzon of the yachid, and that's what? Kaddish Tiskabel. Now, I want to see if I can prove that to you. The Ramah writes in Simon Kuf Chav Gimel, Seif Vav, that the Shatz does not recite Yilu Ratzon Refi. Okay, that's interesting. I mean, the Rambam Hagim at the Shatz does say so. The Ramah is against it. And the Ramah says no reason for it. But the Magen Avraham says, V'tam adovar, mishum shahashatz somech al tiskabel tzlosan. In other words, according to the Magen Avraham's interpretation of the Ramah, there's no point in expecting or advocating in favor of the Shatz reciting Yirei Yirei L'Ratzon, because that's something that's appropriate for the Yachid. But the replacement for Yirei L'Ratzon, for that tefillah following the tefillah, in the case of the Shliach Tzibur, in the case of the entire Tzibur davening, is Kaddish Tiskabel, in which we say, Tiskabel Tzloson of Ousan, Hashem, please accept our prayers. So this Magen Avraham really makes me feel very comfortable back here in Siman Chaf Hei. If you talk about taking off your tefillin at what point, and you add the issue of Kaddish, it makes absolute sense to me that the point in which you should take off your tefillin is Kaddish Tiskabel. Because Kaddish Tiskabel is the end of tefillah. No, in no way different than Yilu Ratzon Refi. In the case of a Yachid who ends his tefillah with that prayer, the Tzibur will end its tefillah with Kaddish Tiskabel. And at that point we can take off our tefillah. What it means is that again we have to link up Kriyat Shema and tefillah with tefillin. That's the Sugya on Daf Yudalad Amud Beis. And we fulfill that, and it comes to its apex, its conclusion, its termination with Kaddish Tiskabel. And that indeed would be the minog of the Shalah in his girsa of the Sefer HaMusar, meaning that we don't have to wait for a fourth Kaddish. Now again, in the Ramah's perspective, we find that we're waiting to take off a tefillin until after the Kaddish following Olenu. And that itself has to be taken under advisement, because if you have a Yosom in the community, so he will in fact recite that Kedusha. And the Ramah is going to advocate that even if you don't have a Yosom, find the Yosom. In other words, somebody's going to get up and represent the Tzibur in order to recite that Kaddish. Otherwise, which wouldn't be such a terrible thing, we're all going to be wearing tefillin for a heck of a long time. So my father told me, my father's Rebbe as a child was his grandfather, his mother's father. And he said that nobody can remember his grandfather, which would be my great-grandfather, without tefillin. And the strange thing is, we only have one photograph of my great-grandfather from Litta, and he's not wearing tefillin. So I asked my father the kasha. So he said, well, that was for a passport. For a passport, he had to take off his tefillin. But the truth is that that he never used that passport. You know, he never actually emigrated from Plisa in Lithuania. So that's what we have so far. Now, the Rav Zichron Levracha, in a Yahrzeit Shir, a zillion years ago, in Tav Shin Chavav, I think it was. Does that make sense? Did I get that right? Okay, you'll work it out. Yeah. He quotes the Ramah. The Ramah, if you want to make a note of it, is in Siman Nun Hei, Seif Gimel. And the Ramah writes that what happens if you had a minyan, exactly 10, and then one person drops out. So he writes the following. He says that if the Shliach Tzibur got up to Kedusha with 10, and the Ramah wants to know what happens if one of those 10 drops out, says the Ramah, Yecholim lahashlim Kol Seder HaKedusha V'lomar HaKadosh Sholem Shaliach Reha Da HaKol Shayach L'Tfilah. V'hare omer tiskavil tzloson. Now, notice something about the Ramah. Again, I'm relying on you, Yechiel, with your computer expertise to open up the Ramah. I'm too lazy, or if somebody wants to do it for me. But the Ramah seems to indicate the following, that once you began the tefillah of the tzibur, and you had a minyan, you could continue until the completion of the tefillah of the tzibur. And the Ramah is making the point, which again fits, I think it fits like a glove to everything we've been saying, that at what point does that tefillah of the tzibur conclude itself? Kaddish Tiskavel. But he adds something very important. He adds, V'yecholim lahashlim kol seder ha-kedusha. Again, the Ramah is talking about a hechetimtzu where they've already had kedusha, and there was a minyan. One person dropped out. So what does he mean, Yechom lahashlim kol seder ha-kedusha? He's referring to Uvol Etzion. And on Uvol Etzion, the kedusha, the Sidra, together with Kaddish Shalom, he writes, Da'kol shayach letfilah. What conclusion, therefore, do I derive from this halacha and the way the Ramah formulates this halacha? Again, we're going to talk about tefillin in a minute, but before we get to tefillin, again, Rabosai, I asked you the following question. Let me just go back to my question. I was very comfortable with the calculation of kadeshim, especially according to the shalah, and that the tefillin should be continued to be worn until after Kaddish Tiskavel. I was not comfortable with the calculation of Kiddushos, which, whether you go like the Mechaber or the Ramah, makes no difference. The last Kiddusha before which I can take off my tefillin is the Kiddusha the Sidra. But the answer, Rabbi Osai, is that Kiddusha the Sidra is also part of tefillah. Do you follow my question and answer here? Again, this is a shakamataria that I'm having out loud. You know, musings of a madman here. What I'm suggesting is that it makes no sense to tell me to continue wearing my tefillin until after Kedusha the Sidra. What does that Kedusha have to do with tefillah? We've long finished our tefillah. And if there's a halacha that you have to wear tefillin until after tefillah, I've worn my tefillin until after tefillah. Ella, what you want to answer? I need Kaddish Tiskavel, that's fine. Give me that answer, but don't tell me that the shin has three rushim to it, right? The gra. And the third rush is the kedusha, the sidra. Can I get three kedushos? That's what bothers me. But what I see in the Ramah is that when the Ramah wants to tell us that tefillah has not completed until after Kaddish Tiskavel, he goes out of his way to add the kedusha of Uvol Etzion as part of his presentation. And the basis for the Ramah, if you take a look at the Mefarshim, is the Trumas HaDeshen. The Trumas HaDeshen came a lot before the Ramah, and I want to read to you the language of the Trumas HaDeshen. The Trumas HaDeshen says, the Mechaber Paskins, Ein Lashatz Lifsoa Liachrov Ad Sof Kaddish Sholeh. The Mechaber says that the three steps that the Shliach Tzibur should take after Shmon Esrei should be delayed until after what? Kaddish Tiskavel. Again, I feel very comfortable with that. But listen to the language of the Trumas HaDeshen when he embellishes that halacha, which later on is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Yud Gimel. He writes the following, V'chein Adas Nota, and it makes sense, Dechad in yone inu, deshatz eno posel liachrov liachar tfiloso shemispal bekol ram, elamamtin he should wait ad sof kaddish hasholem, shetiknu l'chachomim l'shliach tzibrach akol tfilo, elashemafsikin bekriyas sefer Torah, v'sefer kedusha desidra, the Hallel, the Avinu Malkeinu, Hallel on a Yontif, Avinu Malkeinu on a Tainis, the Chihav Chai Gavna, Kulu Seder Tefillah Heim Boim. All of these are coming, quote unquote, with Seder HaTefillah. V'kaddish lachreyem chozer ikra tefila. And the kaddish at the end, which is tiskabel, that links the beginning of tefila with the end of tefila. So we have one unit here, says the Trumas Hadeshin, and included within this structure, which is in the framework, is Kiddusha Desidra. And then the Trumas Hadeshin goes on. She'ela, he says, I was asked the following question. Hischilu lispalel bi'arvis, excuse me, basara, the shachris, they started davening with a minyan. Uliachar kedusha holchu miktsasam lahem, half of them went out. Rashoyim anishorim sham ligmar kol hatfila, afilu seder hakedusha, the kaddish achar kach. Can the entire tzibur, which is no longer a minyan, continue the tefillah, including Kiddusha de Sidra and the Kaddish de Skabel? Tshuva, says the Trumas Hadeshin in response to this question, Yirayali, the Rashai Ligmar say their Kiddusha, the Kaddish al Acharkach. The Nira, and he explains why, the Seder Kedusha de Sidra, the Kaddish al Yacharkach, Mikri Gmar Tfilah Shmon Esrei. The Kedusha itself and the Kaddish that follows is defined as the Gmar Tfilah Shmon Esrei. V'lachem. And therefore, Ein Omer Shliach Tzibur Kaddish Sholem Ad Liachar Seder Kedusha. The Shliach Tzibur should never jump the gun. I don't know why he would do such a thing, but recite Kaddish Tiskabel before the Seder Kedusha. The Oso Kaddish Sholem Choser Atfilas Shmon Esrei, and the closure of Tfilas Shmon Esrei is the Kaddish Sholem at the end. Sharei Omer Tiskabel V'zeu Gmar Hatfila. So this is very interesting. The Trumas Hadeshin is certainly presenting the thesis that the Kedusha de Sidra is part and parcel of Tefillah, part and parcel of Shmon Esrei. So it makes sense now, if we swing back to the Ramah in Chaf Hei, that the Ramah says you should only take off your Tefillah after Gimel Kedushos and Dalid Kedeshim. Again, we have to figure out the fourth Kaddish. That's the Kaddish of Yosam, after Alim. But the third Kedusha is an integral part of this requirement of postponing Chalitzas HaTfilin, because the third Kedusha is an integral part of Tefillah. And if it's an integral part of Tefillah, then by definition, it requires wearing tefillin like the rest of tefillah. So this morning I was wondering, you know, it's Rosh Chodesh today, and we take off our tefillin before Musaf. And this is very interesting, because on the one hand, we haven't recited that last Kedusha that the Ramah would require. The last Kaddish, I meant to say. Again, I made that mistake for about the 15th time today, right? At least I'm consistent in my mistakes. That last Kaddish. But at least we've recited Uvolat Zion with that Kedusha. So if you're talking about calculating Kedushos, then I was very comfortable taking off my tefillin after the third Kedusha. If you're talking about Kaddishim, so now maybe we could say the following. Again, this is really Bedoch HaGadol. Either the rules of the game change on Rosh Chodesh, that's one way of saying it, or alternatively, maybe the Chatzi Kaddish before Musaf, if substitutes as a fourth Kaddish in order to get the fourth leg of the Shin Shal Rosh, you know what I'm saying? The only problem is that I don't know if the Tzibur is Makpid to wait until after that Chatzi Kaddish to take off the tefillin.
In many places, the Rabbanim are Makpid on it.
And I'm wondering if it's not because of this Ramah. You know? That's why I'm just thinking out loud today, the thought occurred to me. Okay.
So the rule is not the command piece to put his tefillin away and not do what most people do.
Yeah, because he didn't want to leave the tefillin laying around. You know,
because that's much more serious than...
Yeah, he was worried about Kedushas tefillin, you know.
I had an argument with a rabbi in San Francisco about this.
Yeah. About what? About wrapping up your tefillin?
About the
fourth Kaddish.
The fourth Kaddish.
Yeah.
And we went back and forth, and the ending was Mogen.
All right, so he's from the Medagdikim. Now you made him into a Medagdik, you know, based on the Kabbalah. So it's good. Again, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't know of it. You know, the whole question doesn't arise according to Shulchan Aruch because we've already achieved all the Kadeshim, and on top to boot, we have also the Kedusha. So we have everything we need according to Shulchan Aruch. The problem is going to be, according to the Ramah, where do you get that fourth Kadesh? Okay.
That's what you wrote in Pesayev of Tosofer. They couldn't figure out the fourth Kaddish.
Right. So if we get into it, I don't know if we'll have a chance today, but I would like to discuss with you whether that fourth Kaddish is an integral part of Tefillah, or it's just if there is a Yosom. In many congregations, they're makpid that somebody should say the Kaddish, whether it's a Yosem or not. Now, that doesn't mean that we have to keep going, you know, ever and ever, and every single opportunity, somebody has to say a Kaddish. You know, but that particular Kaddish, which allows us to take off that tefillin, according to that Girsa, the Sefer HaMusar, as it's brought down in the Ramah, for whatever reason it is, you know, that you know the fourth Kenega, the fourth the rush of the tefillin, of the shin of tefillin shall rush on the left side. So then it could very well be that that somebody should get up and recite that Kaddish. Does that mean therefore, you know, that you know, give out, you know, I don't know. I don't come from that background. I don't have that tradition where, you know, just make sure that everyone, every single Kaddish that's possible is recited. I didn't come from that tradition. The Kaddish at the end, you know, after Aleinu, that's one thing, you know. But I've seen, I don't know, you know, again, I don't know what you've seen, places where they just, it's like a floodgate, you know. And it's usually the same person who just gets up and says one Kaddish after the other. I don't know. I don't know if that's necessary. But I'm not opposed to it. You know, I'm sure it has. Yeah, every minig has its source.
The person who's not obligated.
Correct. You know, it's just like it's an understood, an unspoken agreement that just keep flooding the gates. You know, more the more kadeshim, the better. Again, I'm not saying you've seen that, Rabbi, but I've seen it. I've seen it too close to home. You know,
I've seen it through the talisman because
Rabbi, I just want to, before I let you go, there was one thing I wanted to add, and that is the following. On your page that I gave out to you, there is a Sifra in Parshas Hazinu. Now again, I don't know if you got the original version of this page or the second version of the page. So if you didn't get the second version, you'll have to listen Baal Peh. It's a Sifra in Hazinu. Okay. But if I can, ask for Mechila, just one thing before the Sifra in Hazinu, and that is a Rashi in Masechta Megillah. I think it's, I refer you to that on the page, and a Tosis in Sanhedrin. I don't know if you got a chance to get that far, but Rashi in Megillah, on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, might give us an insight, perhaps, into the Shalah who has four Kedushos, meaning he adds Baruch Hu as a Kedusha. The Mishnah says in Masechta Megillah, Ein Parson Al Hashma, etc., etc., B'Pachos Me'asara. So some concept called Parson Al Hashma. And Rashi says, what is Parson Al Hashma? He says, Minyan Abola Beis HaKnesses Li'achar Shekaru HaTzibur Eshma. Again, we don't know, there are a lot of questions here about this Rashi, but I'm just going to focus on one dimension of the Rashi. You know, again, you can flood me with a lot of different questions on this Rashi. But in any event, Rashi says that the Tzibur has already recited Kriyat Shema. Omer Echad, a person gets up, the Omer, and he recites Kaddish, he means a Chatzi Kaddish, Ubarchu, and he recites Barchu, Ubracha Rishona Shebekriyat Shema. That's called Pores Al Hashma. Again, Rabosai, I don't know what's going on here, because we'd have to learn the entire sugya in Masechta Megillah to really have a clue what's going on. But in any event, the Gemara says, Minani Mili, what's the source for this halacha of Parson Al Hashma? Amar Rab Chia Bar Abam Rab Yochanan Di Amar Krav V'Nikdashti B'Toch B'nei Yisrael Kol Davish B'Kedusha Lo Yehei B'Pachos Me'asara. In other words, this, let's call it a ceremony, which gets kicked off with a Chatzi Kaddish and continues with Baruch Hu and ends with the first parsha of Kriyat Shema, is called a Davish B'Kedusha. The Gemara itself goes on record explicitly as classifying this as a Darash of Kedusha. And the Gemara here that we have in the name of Rabbi Yochanan says that Minayin Shein HaYochid Omer Kedusha Shenemer V'Kedashti B'toch B'nei Yisrael called Darash of Kedusha Lo'yei Pachos Mi'asara. It means that Baruch Hu has the same status as a Darash of Kedusha, and therefore you can't be Paris Al Shema with a Baruch Hu without Asara, because the Halach of called Darash of Kedusha Pachos Mi'asara. Again, I'm not here to defend the Ramah. The Ramah does not have Baruch Hu as an extra Kaddish. You know, in his mind, for some reason, unless you say the magic word, Kadosh, Kadosh, you know, etc., it's not called a Kaddish. But I do want to point out that we have an explicit source in the Masechta Megillah that classifies Baruch Hu as a Dover Shebekedusha, and therefore we have four, according to the Shalah, we have four repetitions of a Darash B'Kedusha. Not three, but four. And from the Gra's perspective, that's going to fulfill our requirement in the fourth crown on the shin, the fourth leg of the shin, on the left side of Yitzchak.
Not necessarily so. He's referring maybe to the Kedusha there when you need a minute, and not the Baruch. The Ramah would say that he's...
But Parson Al Shema has nothing to do with Kedusha. That's how I point out.
You've got to read the Bracha Mishona.
Of Kriyat,
which includes the Kedusha, and there are many reasons.
Very good, Rabbi. That's a brilliant chat. Okay,
I hear.
Okay, but Rashi does point out that you need this minion for Baruch Hu. He doesn't mention Kedusha. Okay, fine. Well, we'll research the Rashi. Take a look at the Rashi in Megillah. Then, Rabosai, I wanted to share with you a Tosfos in Masechta Sanhedrin. Where is this? On Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. I don't know if anyone possibly has a Gemara Sanhedrin here. And if not, I'm going to have to say it over Balteh, because I think it's a very critical point in our discussion, this Tosfos in Masechta Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Lamed Zayin Amud Beis quotes a pasuk in Yeshayahu and Novi, Miknaf Ha'aretz Zmiros Shamanu, and Tosfos quotes a Tshuvas Hagaonim. It's a little bit atypical. Ein Bnei Eretz Yisrael Omrim Kedusha Ela B'Shabbos. Fascinating. The Gaonim say that in Eretz Yisrael, the minhag was to recite Kedusha only on Shabbos. And why? Based on this pasuk in Yeshayahu and Novi. Dichsiv, the pasuk tells us, Gabi Chayos, there are Chayos up in Shamayim, Chayos meaning Malachim, B'sheish Knofayim Li'echon, and each one has six Knofayim. V'chol Kanaf, Hu Omer Shira Achas Biyom Misheshes Yimeachol. Every one of these six knofim, these wings of the Malachim, will recite a Shira that corresponds to that day of the 6 days of Chol. Kshiyagia Shabbos, Boyim Achayos V'Omer L'Fnei HaMokom. They come and they say, Ribono shel olam, ein lanu od kanaf. We need a seventh wing. We don't have it. Vakodesh Baruch Hu meshiv lahem. Again, this must be a medrash that the Gaonim had that we don't have. Yesh li od kanaf echad sheomer lefanai shira. And that is the Shabbos. Shenemar mi kanaf ha'aretz miros shamanu. That pasuk in Yeshayah in Perikov Dalet is an allusion to the Shabbos. And if you take a look in the Braisa in Masechta Sofrim, which I was going to bring in, but I have it here in a secondary quote. This is in the back of the Masechta Avodah Zarah, Perikov Halacha Zayin. It says, Hachazan tzorech lomar Ata kadosh b'shmona esrei shel Chanukah, v'chein b'roshei chadoshim, v'chein b'cholos shel moed, mipnei shekasuv bahen olas tamid. V'tani Rabbi Chiya kol yom she'ein bo musaf, ein bo kaddish, chutz min haChanukah, sh'af al pi she'ein bo musaf, yesh bo Hallel. So on Chanukah we recite Kedusha because the Hallel of Chanukah. On Chanukah we recite Kedusha because the Hallel of Chanukah. The Yesh Omrim Di'af B'Purim, we say Kaddish even on Purim, Mipnei She'yesh Bo Kriyas HaMegillah. Again, just to summarize, the Tshuvas HaGaonim and the Raisa and Masechta Sofrim are both of the opinion that Kedusha is to be added to Shmon Esrei on Shabbos and Yontif, which is called Yom Sheyesh Bo Karban Musaf. We extend that halacha to Chanukah because Chanukah is a day Sha'omrim Bo Hallel, and we have a machlokes with regard to Purim, whether on Purim we recite Kedusha because Purim, although it doesn't have Hallel, it has Kriyas HaMegillah. And this is a famous sugya in Masechta Megillah Daf Yudalet Amud Beis, why we don't recite Hallel on Purim. And the Gemara gives a number of different answers, the last of which is Rav Nachman's answer, Kriyas HaZui Hilula, which means that Kriyas HaMegillah itself is a kiyum of Hallel. So according to that, Man D'Yomer Rav Nachman, we paskin that the Gaon would paskin and advocate that we recite Kedusha on Purim in the same way that we recite Kedusha on Chanukah. But Rabbos say there's something very strange going on over here. Whether it's the Gaonim, guys quoted by Tosus in Sanhedrin, whether it's the Braisa Masechta Sofrim. This is something that's very strange to our ears, that Kedusha is only recited on a day that has Musaf. Now usually when Chazal speak about a Yom Sheyesh Bo Karban Musaf, what they mean is a day that's endowed with Kedusha Sayom, it has Kedusha Sayom. We could add Rosh Chodesh to the list because Rosh Chodesh also has a Karban Musaf. And in other days, like Chanukah, and maybe Purim possibly, that have Hallel, we also recite Kedusha. So Rabosai, this means that somehow Kedusha is related to the Kedusha Sayom of Yom Sheyesh Bo Karban Musaf. That itself is a pella. I mean, again, the Medrash says that was the seventh Kanaf, that didn't exist on the bodies of the Malachim, and instead Hashem says, I have the seventh Kanaf for you, and that is Shabbos. And Shabbos has its own shir, its own song. The other 6 days have songs that correspond respectfully to the six Knafim, and the Shabbos offers the seventh Kanaf. And how does that song of Shabbos express itself? Where do we find it? In Kedusha. Kedusha becomes a kiyum shir. And the question I want to ask you, the answer to which I think lies here in this Sifra in Parshas Hazinu, is why do we recite Kedusha then on a daily basis, even on Yom Chol? So again, what we're seeing opening up in front of our eyes is, as far as this halakha of davar shebekedusha, when do we recite kedusha? We have one set of sources, that's the Tosis in the name of the Gaonim, together which reflect the minhag of Bnei Eretz Yisrael, plus the minhag that's reflected in Masechta Sofer, that kedusha is only recited on Yom Sheyesh Bo Karban Musaf, well, alternatively Yom Sheyesh Bo Halel, and that's Shira. Is the Shira of the Malachi Ashares of Kedusha that we spoke about. And now, if you take a look in the Sifra in Parshas HaZinu, there's a totally different source for Kedusha. And perhaps this would answer and justify our minhag of reciting Kedusha even on a weekday. The Pasuk says in HaZinu, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, Havu Godel Elokeinu. When we recite the name of Hashem, we give gdula, we give glory and praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Sifri on this pasuk, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Minayin Sheli Omdi Bebeis HaKnesses, V'yomru Baruch Has Hashem Amvorach, V'yonim Achreim Baruch Hashem Vorach V'yolam Voed. Right, this is Baruch Hu. What's the source for Baruch Hu? Talmud Lomer Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havul Godel, Lelo Kenu. Then the Braisa and the Sifra goes on to speak about Birkas HaMazon, to speak about Yehesh Mei Rabba Mavorach in Kaddish, and all this is derived from Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Elokeinu. And then the Sifra goes a step further and tells us that the reason why our ancestors went down to Mitzrayim is that Hashem would make all the miracles and the supernatural nisim u'gvuros, so that there would be a kiddush shem shebaolam, the kiddush shem shamayim in the world, because all these miracles created kiddush Hashem, and that comes under the pasuk kishem Hashem ekra. And Daniel goes down into the lion's den in order to create Nisim V'Gvuros, all these miracles, and that's also L'Kadi Shem Shemayim, and it's all derived from the Pasuk Yishem Hashem Ekra. And Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah go down to the furnace, the fire, in order to be Makadi Shem Shemayim through those Nisim V'Gvuros, and that's all Shenemar Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Gol Hakeinu. But what's fascinating is that on this list in the Sifra, we have a presentation that Baruch Hu and Kaddish, Yehesh Mei Rabba Mavorach, is to be placed under this source of this derivation, this, how shall I say, halachic makar of Kishem Hashem Ekra. You know, we're no longer dealing with the with the pasuk in Yeshayahu Anavi and the six knafim and Shabbos and Yom Sheyeshbo Yeshbo Karban Musaf. Here we're dealing with Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Lelo Kenu. So, B'li Neder, what I'd like to try to develop with you on Yom Revi'i is to try to see if we can integrate these two sources and engender two different dinim, or two different dimensions of a davar shebekedusha, and then perhaps we can swing back to the discussion that we started with earlier about the kaddishim and the kedushos, and why we have a davar shebekedusha which expresses itself both on the one hand with Kadeshim, and on the other hand with Kedushos, and wearing the tefillin until after we finish that secret number of Kadeshim and Kedushos. Okay, so that's for Imritz Hashem, Yom Revi'i. If anyone is interested in more Mar Makomos, just let me know and I'll print them up for you. Okay then. Thank you.